If you're a Lone Ranger in business, I don't care if you're a CEO, executive, employee, salesperson, no matter who you are, I'm going to break you down because you being a Lone Ranger is getting in your own way. You got seven things I'm going to share with you. You may not like this. I'm going to give it to you direct, raw, but brace for impact. We're going to talk about why being a Lone Ranger may be the worst place to be. And if you're there, it's purely by choice. This message is only to those Lone Rangers out there. You know who you are. You're the CEO, founder, executive, employee, salesperson who thinks you know it all and you got this. You don't need anybody's help. You're gonna do it all on your own. And you keep hitting your head against the wall because you're driving yourself insane. And by the way, some insight for you. You're not just driving yourself insane. You're driving everybody else around you insane. You're driving them insane. So today, I'm gonna break down the profile. If that profile fits you, I'm talking to you. I'm gonna give you some feedback and counsel. If you wanna pick and choose it, do your thing. If not, also do your thing, but it will definitely be the choice. Now here's the thing. If I'm able to read you well, and if you get value out of this, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. Let's get into it. You ready? Number one, quality. They can identify somebody who's a Lone Ranger. You know what it is? They never ask for help. Why not? Because you know it all. You got a big ego. You don't want to ask people for help because I'm going to figure it out. Do you know who I am? You don't need to ask anybody for help. I got it. So look, I've been in the financial industry since 9/11, the day before 9/11, and I've owned stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, crypto, gold, you name it, I've owned it. But the one thing that's very important part of my portfolio all these years is gold. I love having a percentage of my net worth in gold that I have access to in case of many different things. That's why we chose to work with our new sponsor, American Hartford Gold. If you have retirement funds that you cannot afford to lose, American Hartford Gold will ship physical gold or silver directly to your door. Also, if you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold, a precious metal dealer you can trust. They have the finest products, amazing customer service, and a buyback commitment. They've earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Tell them I sent you and they'll send you up to $5,000 worth of free silver on your first order. So text the word VALUE to 65532 or call 866-695-7074 or go to AmericanHartfordGold.com/valuetainment. Is that you? Let's go to the second one. The second one. You know what question you don't like to ask? You don't like to ask, what do you think? Because asking the question, what do you think, shows insecurities because God forbid, you don't know what you're doing. Why would you ask somebody, what do you think? But do you know the smartest people I know what they ask the most often? What do you think? They sit around their board and they say, Johnny, what do you think? Bobby, what do you think? Larry, what do you think? Do you know why the people that make it at the highest level ask the most common question they ask is, what do you think? Do you know why? Because they're interested in the third thing, which is what? Blind spot. They want to know what blind spots they have. While I'm doing this video with you, we did a video prior to this, and every time we have a break on a video we're doing, I'm like, what did you think about what I said? Did I miss something? And they'll say, Pat, do this part. You forgot to say this. Can you do this one more time? No problem. I'm the CEO and talent here, and I'm still asking people around me, what do you think? Why? Because I don't want to have blind spots. They have four angles. I don't have four angles. I have one angle that I'm looking at. The more I can ask other people what they think, they give me more insight. Next, Lone Ranger. At the end of the day, your parents didn't force you to be a Lone Ranger. Your boss didn't force you to be a Lone Ranger. You chose to be a Lone Ranger. Now, by the way, if this Lone Ranger skill set and philosophy in life is working for you and doing really good things for you, more power to you. If it's not, you may want to adjust. Here's the next one I want you to be thinking about. Typically, people that are Lone Rangers, we had an incident 2 weeks ago, and we're sitting there in the middle of the podcast before we go live. We choose out of nowhere to add this new thing to the software. Now, someone's in the back that's doing this. I had to get up, walk out, go see what the hell is going on. And you know what happened that day? The person that chose to do this didn't do something called QC. You know what QC is? Hey, do I have this thing down? Is this gonna work out for me? And you know what else they did? They didn't prepare in a timely manner because Lone Rangers feel like, oh, I got this. I'm gonna get it done right now. Pressure, 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 pressure. And you break. Why? Because it's a pressure type of situation. So for some of you that are watching this, you're like, well, you know, I deal better in pressure. There's not a single human being in the world that does better under pressure than no pressure. Even the best people under pressure in sports hit worse than they do while there's no pressure. Why do you think people shoot better free throws than they shoot field goal? Why? Because there's no pressure. You stand there, you got 10 seconds. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. 82%. Field goal, 49%. I wonder why. Because when you're shooting a field goal, someone's in your face. When you're shooting a free throw, someone's not in your face. You're open. That's why the percentage is higher. The same thing with Lone Ranger. Sometimes you put yourself in situations with pressure and you break because you're not fully prepared because you're a Lone Ranger. You don't want to ask other people for help because you know what you're doing. You're smarter than everybody else. You don't need these other small thinking people to give you direction, right? Am I driving you insane yet or no? For some of you that are watching this, you're like, dude, I'm not a Lone Ranger, but I definitely know a Lone Ranger. It's my husband, it's my wife, it's my brother, it's my coworker, it's my boss, it's my this, it's my that. Basic thing about Lone Rangers. Ready? They rarely win championships as a number one. They rarely build a business that keeps growing. They rarely keep people because they don't like to ask help from others. You know what people want to know? That they're helping you. A form of retention is asking people for help. You know why? Because they feel like they're contributing to the growth of the business, to the growth of the marriage, to the growth of the family, to the growth of the community. Ask people for help and your retention of people wanting to be around in your life increases. Do you want me to continue or you got the point? Now, I'll stop right there. If you're watching this, you're saying, damn, he read me pretty well, but I want to keep this a secret and I don't want anybody else to know. But Pat, I got more questions for you. No problem. We built an app for you. It's called Manect. You get to download the app and go look at many different industries, finance, sales, real estate, marriage, relationship, dating, babysitting. It doesn't matter what it is. And you get to ask people for help, but you get to pay for it. And that's why they respond instead of DMing somebody on Instagram and nobody gets back to you. So if you haven't downloaded one of the fastest growing app in the area of consulting and influencers asking them for advice, click on a link below, go download the app, start Manecting today. You can even ask me a question. By the way, every one of the questions I get on Manect, I respond in audio. I don't send a text. So it's not like an AI software, some of these other ChatGPT. You will actually hear me say, I'm at practice with my son. I'm at such and such place. You'll hear my wife in the background or my kids in the background because it's real. It's authentic. It's straight up. Asking a question, but don't ask the question expecting me to be very nice to you, Mr. Lone Ranger. And if you don't like the answer I give you and you give me a 3-star, I don't care, because you Lone Rangers are hard to please and I'm not trying to please you. I'm trying to get you to wake your ass up and realize there's a greater life out there if you're willing to simply ask for help. Having said that, do you still love me? You're gonna keep coming back and watching this stuff? Are you pissed off? Either way, I don't mind, because I think you're still gonna come back because you know you need to improve, which is kind of how I relate to this, because I also at one point, ready? I was a Lone Ranger 28 years ago because I thought I didn't need anybody's help until I realized I did. And obviously everything else changed in my life. So if you got value out of this video, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. If you got any questions with anybody you want to talk to, download the app Manect and start Manecting today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.